Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba as new Prime Minister. Outgoing Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli claims to have worked sincerely during his 3.5-year tenure. He blames Supreme Court verdict of meddling with balance among state organs. Japan provides 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine in grants, and fire in coronavirus isolation unit of Iraqi hospital kills at least 64 people. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Member of Parliament and Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sher Bahadur Deuba to the post of Prime Minister today. He has been appointed as the Prime Minister following the Supreme Court's verdict on the House reinstatement. Congress President Deuba, who was elected from Dradildhura in the House, has been appointed as the Prime Minister for the fifth time. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh has claimed that the recent Supreme Court verdict is in favour of people. Addressing the special meeting of the Nepali Congress Kathmandu District Executive Committee today, leader Singh said the Supreme Court's verdict corrected the wrongs done by the government. He also claimed that the new government would vaccinate people in a planned manner. The CPNMO Center has welcomed the Supreme Court's verdict, saying the verdict saved the Constitution and people's democracy. The party spokesperson Naren Kazu Shrestha informed that the standing committee meeting of the CPNMO Center held today appealed all political parties to get united for the socio-economic transformation of the country, implementing the Supreme Court's verdict. Outgoing Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has claimed that the Supreme Court verdict has tried to deal a blow to the party system by meddling in political topic through excessive judicial activism. He also claimed that the new development has hampered the fundamentals of the separation of power among the state organs. Addressing the nation before leaving the office today, the outgoing Prime Minister said attempts had been made to amend the constitution. He further warned of adverse consequences, saying a situation has been created in which people's faith in their state organs would be lost. The outgoing Prime Minister also claimed to have worked sincerely during his 3.5-year tenure, heralding development in the country. He also vowed to continue to pursue development in an unprecedented manner with a new vision and all sincerity for the betterment of people and the nation. He also claimed his government became successful in carrying out effective works in controlling the pandemic even in the adverse situation. Attorney General Ramesh Badal has tendered his resignation from the post before President Vidyadevi Bhandari through Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli. Oli led government's chief legal advisor submitted his resignation to the president as a new government was being formed after the Supreme Court's verdict. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government of Nepal has welcomed the decision of government of Japan to provide Nepal with about 1.6 million doses of Japan-made AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine through COVAX facility. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan, Motegi Toshimitsu, had announced this vaccine support in Tokyo today. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal has said an arrangement would be made to transport the vaccines to Nepal at the earliest opportunity with the completion of due procedures. The Government of Nepal has also sincerely appreciated and thanked the Government of Japan for providing the life-saving vaccines. Meanwhile, issuing a statement today, Japanese envoy to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, said the vaccine grant demonstrates the long-standing friendships between the two countries. Those Japanese-made AstraZeneca vaccines will effectively assist the second injections of elderly people who had already got the first vaccination dose of Covishield. Japan, a long-standing friend of Nepal, has been consistently helping Nepal in its fight against COVID-19. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has crossed 623,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,078 cases of full recovery from the infection today. Likewise, the ministry has reported additional 2,398 new cases of coronavirus infection in the country in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 12 corona-related deaths were reported today. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,412 in the country. Pioneer Nepali poet Bhanubhakta Acharya has been remembered today, marking his 208th birth anniversary. Poet Acharya, who was born in 1814 in Chudiramgha of Tanahu, uplifted the status of Nepali as a literary language by recreating one of the revered epics of Hindus, the Ramayana, into Nepali. During his writing career till 1868, he also gave shorter poems like Bodho Siksha, Education to Daughter-in-Laws, Prashnottar, Question and Answers, and many more. Revered poet's birth anniversary this year was marked virtually. Various educational and literary organizations in Nepal, Darjeeling and Sikkim of India, Bhutan and Myanmar organized special programs to pay homage to the revered poet. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now, some international updates. A fire in a coronavirus isolation ward at a hospital in Nasiriyah of Iraq killed more than 64 people. An Al Jazeera report cites officials saying the fire at the Al Hussein Hospital has injured 100 others. The cause of the fire is unclear, but reports say it began after an oxygen tank exploded. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has ordered the arrest of the head of the hospital. Angry relatives of the victims have been protesting outside the facility. Protesters clashed with the security forces in several areas of South Africa and looters ransacked shopping malls on Tuesday as frustration over poverty and inequality boiled over into the country's worst unrest in years. The recent unrest has claimed more than 30 lives. KwaZulu-Natal Province Premier Sile Zikalala said many of the deaths occurred in chaotic stampedes as the scores of people looted food, electric appliances, liquor and clothing from retail centres. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudar Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba as new Prime Minister. Outgoing Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli claims to have worked sincerely during his 3.5-year tenure. He blames Supreme Court verdict of meddling with balance among state organs. Japan provides 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine in grant, and fire in coronavirus isolation unit of Hiraki Hospital kills at least 64 people. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.